He is establishing his covenant in the earth so that in these times that you and I are living in, we can thrive.
Join Gloria Copeland and her guest, Pastor George Pearsons, for another exciting week on The Believer's Voice of Victory. God supplies everything with ample resources. Today, learn how the blessing is revealed to others through you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. It's the voice of victory because we give you the Word of God. And we've got a special guest today, Pastor George Pearsons from Eagle Mountain International Church, right over here on the hill, is speaking to us. Glory to God. And we had a great, great time with George. And he's just got the Word. He's got it down pat on the prosperity. We're going to have another wonderful week. So don't miss any of it. George.
Gloria.
Welcome.
This is 10 more days of prosperity.
Hallelujah.
You know, back in November, I did the first 10 days, and when you asked me to come on the broadcast, the Lord said, do 10 more. So we are covering different topics of prosperity all during these days together. This is day six. Day six of prosperity. And today, we're going to talk about our covenant of wealth. We have a covenant with God, and in that covenant is the guarantee of wealth. Let's take a look at our first scripture, Gloria, in 2 Chronicles 16. And Gloria and I are working from these notes that I've been teaching in church. And those notes are available to you online. Just go to kcm.org, go to the home page, and you'll see the picture of Gloria and I up there. And you click onto that picture where it says notes, pastor's notes, and you'll be able to get these. I encourage pastors to preach these in their churches.
Amen.
You know, you get what
families.
You preach.
People preach it to your families.
Families, you can take these and go through the scriptures.
You know, there's a lot of families that might be more open to hearing something about prosperity and faith now, these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because when people come to the end of what they can do, they usually like to look up and say, God, help us.
Gloria, these are desperate times for people. People who do not know their covenant
with
God. And that's why we're talking about this today. We've got to know what's in our covenant.
We have to.
We need to know how much God wants to bless us, how much He wants to provide for us.
How good He is.
And that provision is all part of what is set before us, as it says in the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
There is a table set before us in the presence of our enemies.
That's good, George.
And you and I can live in these times and we can thrive. And not just survive.
That's right.
We can flourish, and we're not going to fail.
That's right.
Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and talking about our covenant of wealth. First of all, in verse 9, look at this. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is willing or loyal or perfect towards Him. Now, this is a covenant scripture. This shows us, and if you look at the word strong, you see that word strong? To show Himself strong. Mm-hmm. That word strong there in the Hebrew actually means wealth. God is wanting to show His wealth to us. He's wanting to demonstrate His wealth to us. You know, in my notes here, Gloria, I wrote a couple of things that, let me read these to you.
Okay.
Our covenant with God is His total commitment to support us, defend us, protect us, and provide for us. He wants to provide for us. That covenant that's laid out for us, God has what I call a covenant passion and a determination.
That's true.
He's determined to get it to us.
Rooted in love. It comes from His love.
It comes from that overwhelming love that He has for you and I to get that to us. It's a demonstration of His love. And there is a covenant determination to locate His covenant people and to bless them.
Amen.
He's looking throughout the whole earth. And you know, there are people that have rejected it.
A lot of people, a lot of Christians have.
A lot of
Christians. A lot of born-again people have.
And they've rejected it.
Because they've been taught something different.
They've criticized it. But, you know, I want to receive everything that He has for us.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, we've been practicing this prosperity for a... We should name us something. Practice prosperity.
Practice prosperity.
We've been practicing, Ken and I have, and you and Terry have too for a long time. Mm-hmm. But we have mm-hmm. been practicing prosperity for a long time. We practice poverty for a while. Prosperity's better.
Better. It was when I first started listening to you and Kenneth in 1975. I was at ORU. Kenneth sent me, you know, I had asked Terry to marry me, and then I talked to Kenneth. That's backwards, but anyway.
Well, you didn't want to waste your time. If she said no, you wouldn't have to talk to him.
Well, he sent me every tape he had. I guess he figured if I'm coming into this family, I better learn.
I better get
up to speed.
He sent you every tape.
Every tape he had. And I started listening to those, Gloria, and it really renewed my mind to walking in health, walking in God's prosperity, and learning about this covenant of wealth that we have with God. This devotion that God has for us, it is an undying covenant devotion that propels Him to extend Himself to us with everything He is and everything
that's
He has.
It's because He's good and He's love.
That's what He's doing. And that's what He's doing here.
Why do we want to do good for our children? Well, they're our children.
They're our children.
They're born of us, and we want to bless them.
And you know, Gloria, for quite a while, there was a time when Kenneth was actually preaching on covenant. And remember, he was talking about David and Mephibosheth. And David and Jonathan were covenanted together. Jonathan was killed in battle. And so David had this same covenant passion. Who is left, he said, in the household of Saul, that I may show covenant love to? And he searched and searched and searched. The eyes of David went to and fro throughout the earth to find somebody who was connected to that Jonathan covenant. And he found him. And he found him in Mephibosheth. And he took Mephibosheth and got him out of Lodibar and brought him over into the king's palace. And he set him there at the king's table. And really, Gloria, this is my opinion, but I believe the 23rd Psalm was inspired by David through that, because here Mephibosheth is sitting at the table set before him in the presence of his enemies, this table full of the wealth of David. Well, that's the same thing that God has for us. God is searching for you. Yeah. He's looking for you.
Well, the Bible says that. He searches to and fro throughout the whole earth.
The whole
looking
earth.
For what? Someone, that one, to show himself
strong
on their behalf.
On their behalf.
That might not be exactly it, but
well,
it's
that's
very
that,
close.
That's that covenant wealth, Gloria. That word strong means wealth.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And this, again, is a scripture that talks about this covenant wealth, the covenant that we have with God. Oh, this is exciting. The covenant that we have with Him. In Deuteronomy 8, 18, I like to actually look at verse 17. We cannot say in our hearts, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. No, you remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day.
Yeah.
God has given us the power to get wealth. That's what the Bible says. It says it right there.
You know, when you say remember, when it says remember, I remember something else, too. I remember how
you
it
remember.
Was before we found out that God's given us the power to get wealth. We had to believe God to pay our utility bills. I mean, just for a little bitty house, just to pay the rent, the utility bills, our back, Ken's back debt that he had when I married him.
And Gloria, you remember the days that you began... Your mind began to change. You were transformed
It's the word.
By the word that you were hearing and what was going into you. And that's the same thing that it's happened with Terry and myself.
We dared to believe it.
To dare to believe God for
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Now, why does he give us the power to get wealth? Well, it says, so that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers. And I see that in two ways. I see God giving us wealth to, number one, establish his covenant on the earth. He is establishing his covenant in the earth so that in these times that you and I are living in, we can thrive. And it is the covenant that he has with
That's
us.
Right.
But he also does that in order to establish his part of the covenant. Wealth is God's part of the covenant. You know, I remember Kenneth teaching about the covenant and how it's an exchange. Mm-hmm. And we exchange with God in that covenant. Everything that he has, everything that he is ours. And in that covenant exchange, he is compelled to give that to us. It's in the covenant exchange, and we've learned all about that covenant exchange, that the one you're in covenant with, you give them everything that you have. We're in covenant with God. And Gloria, he has given us everything.
Everything.
Everything that he has.
That pertains to life and godliness, the scripture says. Well, life
is everything
you need.
Prosperity.
Life and godliness.
Prosperity is a sign of the covenant.
Absolutely.
And there's a great scripture. You don't have to turn to it. Oh, let me read this to you from the New Living Translation. It says, always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. And he does it to fulfill the covenant he made with your ancestors.
Praise God.
He's compelled.
He's
determined.
Something.
We have inherited something. And prosperity is a sign of that covenant. Now, you have that scripture right there. We won't look it up. But listen to this. This is Zechariah 8:13 in the New Living Translation. It says, I will rescue you and make you both a symbol and a source of the blessing. We are a symbol of the blessing. We are a symbol of the covenant of God in this earth. And that's what his wealth upon us does. He establishes his covenant on the earth through that wealth, and he gets done what he needs to get done. For instance, this broadcast, it costs money to do this broadcast. I can remember when I was executive director.
Oh, I bet you do too. When the bills came in, you
the
remember.
Monthly bills that came in. And Gloria, I remember the day that the first bill for the broadcast came in when I was the executive director, and I looked at it and I panicked. And I went over to the chapel building. I was walking around the chapel praying, and then I called you and Kenneth. And I said, the bill just came in. And Kenneth told me, you know, Kenneth, George, just roll the care of that over onto the Lord. He's our provider. And I took hold of that, and it takes a lot of money for us to go on this broadcast and go all over the world.
How much was the TV bill in those days?
It was running about $1 million a month. But you see, God gives us the wealth in order to establish his covenant. What you and I are doing right now in this broadcast is we are establishing his covenant on the earth. He found somebody. It's the eyes of the Lord going to and fro. He found someone who will preach that part of the covenant.
Amen.
Who will let you know that it is God's will for you to walk in his wealth.
Ken is an amazing man to live with.
I imagine.
He realizes that he is a son of the source.
He is the son of
Hallelujah.
The source.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's
I think
good.
Mark Thomas originated that term.
That's good. In
from California. Isn't that good? Sons of the source. That's what we are. Sons
Gloria,
and daughters of the source.
Let's look at a couple of these covenant of wealth scriptures. Turn to Deuteronomy 28. Don't you love Deuteronomy 28?
I like all these scriptures.
Look at this, Gloria. This is my Deuteronomy 28.
Let's see
see your Deuteronomy 28.
It's pretty marked up.
Oh, my goodness. We
got
just
a lot
feed
of yellow.
And feed. And this is our covenant with God. Christ has redeemed us, Galatians 3:13, from the curse of the law, yeah, which is the curse of poverty, so that we can walk in the blessing of Abraham. Now, Deuteronomy 28 is the blessing of Abraham. And I feed on these scriptures almost daily. I just get my mind washed and renewed.
Yes,
this is what we are walking in. And let's take a look at a couple of these. In Deuteronomy 28:8, or 28:2 rather, it says, "And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you." Gloria, we are overtaken with the blessing. We're overtaken with the blessing. And listen to a couple of translations. You've got them in your notes too. In the Brenton translation, it says, "All these blessings shall come on you and they shall find you." It's right here.
Got it.
All these listen to that. "All these blessings shall come on you and they shall find you." The blessing is looking for you.
I like that, find you. What translation is that?
That is the Brenton translation. "All of these blessings shall come on you and they will find you."
Hallelujah.
Gloria, there's a lady in our church that gave me a testimony a few weeks ago that they received a letter from the state of Florida, and they were trying to find out if these were the same people because they were looking for this couple that had a bank account in Florida that had money in it, and they were trying to find them. They didn't even know that they had money in Florida. And you see the blessing, it says,
found them.
Found them.
Hallelujah.
Here's another well, this is the Hebrew. It actually says, "All these blessings shall reach you."
That's good, isn't it?
They'll reach you. So,
well, you know, so a lot of people probably think, well, that's easy for them to say. They're preachers. They're on TV. They have a church, this or that or the other. Who's gonna bless me? Well, that says that's no problem.
That's
God
right.
can find you. He can reach you when you're standing and you're sowing and you're in the Word of God. When you're in a receiving mode, He'll find you.
The blessing is no respecter of persons.
That is great, George. I never saw that scripture before.
Look at this one, Gloria. Deuteronomy 28:11. It says in the King James, "And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods."
Yes.
Now, it says in the Message translation, "God will lavish you with good things."
I believe that.
Isn't that wonderful? He loves us so much. And then, this is my favorite.
So you should never be upset with people because you see the blessing on them.
Oh, no. No, just get in the blessing line.
Because you see several cars in their garage or...
Gloria, whenever I give
a... nice big house.
Whenever I give a good testimony in church about the blessing on somebody, the people shout out, "That happens to me all the time."
That's good, George. I like that. I like that. I'm going to write that down right
there. That happens to me all the time.
That happens to me all the time.
Now, here's another one in the Amplified. It says, "He will make you have a surplus of prosperity." A surplus
more than you need.
Of prosperity.
Yeah.
And so, look, here's another scripture.
Those are great.
We just read this one in Ecclesiastes 5:19 before we went on the air. In the New Living Translation, in Ecclesiastes 5:19, "It is a good thing to receive wealth from God and the good health to enjoy it."
Isn't that
It's great? A good thing. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Now, Gloria, we're running out of time on this broadcast, but I've got to get to this scripture.
Okay, go.
Okay. Rick Renner shared this with me, you know, our resident Greek expert.
Yes.
And he said, "George, I have a scripture that backs up Leroy Thompson's prophetic word, 'Money cometh to me now.'" Listen to it.
I do this, Leroy. You say, Money cometh to me now.
That's part of the covenant that we have with God.
Yeah.
Listen to this scripture. You have it down in your notes. Hebrews 10:35. Now, this is part of our covenant. It says, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward." Now, in the Greek, now this is what Rick gave to me. In the Greek, that phrase recompense of reward is the Greek word mistha podosia. And if you break down the mistha podosia, it's the word mistha, which means pay, salary, money, or the payment of wages, and then the podosia, which is the word podos, and we get our word feet, podos, podiatry, feet. And it means, and this is what Rick said, it means money is coming on feet in your direction.
Hallelujah.
Or money cometh to me now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Gloria, that's part of our covenant with God.
Now, you left off a key word there. It says payment of wages.
Due.
Due.
Payment of wages due.
So if you're not believing, if you're not in faith, you're not sowing, there's nothing due, right? But we are sowers. We are givers.
We are
tithers.
Listen to this. Galatians 15:1. God said, "Fear not, Abram. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." The Amplified Bible says, "I am your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward shall be exceedingly great." Now, Leroy Thompson, Gloria, when he was with us during 30 Days of Glory.
What a time that was.
And he said during that time, I wrote this in my Bible, I'll never forget it. He said in the Hebrew, that means, "I am your rapidly increasing money supply."
Praise God.
See, the Lord is looking to and fro throughout the whole earth to see who he can show his wealth to.
Bless the Lord.
In this last scripture here, there's so many that we can look at. But this one, Psalm 68:19, it says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits." The Darby translation says,
Every day.
"Blessed be the Lord, day by day he loads us with good."
Hallelujah.
Are you expecting that? Are you believing that? I am. Everywhere I go, every place I am expecting, this is what Leroy said, "I'm a money magnet."
Amen.
And I believe it. Why? Because the blessing is overtaking us. Why? Because he is our rapidly increasing money supply. Why? Because he daily loads us with benefits. Why? Because of that great recompense of reward, money has feet and it's coming to us. You know, Leroy said, when he was in that line that day in the store, he said, well, the guy in front of him said, "Well, money goes." And Leroy said, "Yeah, money goes." And then the Lord corrected me. He said, "No, money comes." That is our covenant with God.
All right, George, before the week's up, you got to show them how to pull the lever that Leroy taught us. Now, just at the right, don't tell them today.
Okay.
Just at the right time, we're going to show you what Leroy taught us about pulling the lever. Hallelujah.
Gloria, we have a covenant with
money
God.
Money cometh.
And the covenant works no matter what is going on in the economy.
That's right. No matter
what is happening, that covenant works for us. We are standing on that covenant. We are believing that covenant. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the covenant that we have, the covenant of wealth and the covenant of prosperity that we have in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Glory to God. George and I'll be right back.
The Lord's actually the one that causes you to prosper. It's not us that has to try to make something happen or try to bring about the results that we desire in our lives. It's actually the Lord. The blessing is what actually makes you rich. It's just if you were to come over and do something to me, you actually made me do it. You know, the blessing makes you rich. It causes you to prosper. It causes you to increase. And it's because he loves us and because he cares so much about us that we don't have to do anything of our own accord, but it's just him. It's the Lord that causes us to prosper. It's the blessing that makes us rich. So it's all we have to do is just receive what the Lord has for us.
Economy, defined as the management of resources of a country or community. For a believer, economy can be defined as God's divine plan for the blessing. A vital part of that plan is financial freedom and overflowing abundance. Believers are not subject to the world's economy when they follow God's direction. An obedient believer can thrive when economic challenges are creating havoc in the world. The Spiritual Economics Package is The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, and Gloria Copeland's book, God's Will is Prosperity. This potent package is designed to equip you with spiritual power tools to break the cycle of lack and provide step-by-step instructions to establish God's blessing in your life. The Spiritual Economics Package is your resource for securing your financial independence now. Begin walking out God's plan to prosper you and be empowered to change your world for Him. Order the Spiritual Economics Package today and enjoy a 40% savings. This package contains The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, a CD or DVD teaching by Kenneth Copeland, and Gloria Copeland's book entitled God's Will is Prosperity. Receive both for just $18. For additional discounts and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
You've got to get into this teaching on receiving prosperity and increase in abundance. We've got a package for you, the Spiritual Economics Package. It's a DVD by Ken, CD and DVD by Ken, and then my book on God's Will is Prosperity. This is The Blessing of the Lord, It Makes Rich. Now, when George and I talk about prosperity, we're not telling you just about something we heard about from somebody else. We have enjoyed it. For many years, it started when we began to learn the same things we're teaching to you this week, and we began to learn it was God's will for us to prosper. Somebody said that they were so poor they couldn't pay attention, but we were poor, but we paid attention, and we began to prosper. It'll work for you. This is the Word of God. This is a new year. Turn over your thinking. Get into this teaching. Get your Bible. Let it speak to you. Dare to believe what it says and begin to change your mind from poverty and lack to prosperity. I remember what it's like to change your mind. It takes some effort because you've got maybe bills coming and problems and situations. I was there. I understand that. But I'll tell you, the Word of God just overwhelmed it.
It does.
It just took us over.
Yep.
So it's a good time to set yourself. This coming year, I'm going to spend time in the Word of God, and I'm going to start right now. I'm not going to wait till New Year's. I'm going for it in Jesus' name. So God's got plans to prosper you. Order this. Get started at it. Get your Bible. Begin to look up the Scriptures. Mark those Scriptures. What I did was I confessed a certain list of Scriptures every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it worked. So when times get rough, don't give up. Stand on the Word of God. When times get tough, the tough get going. That's you and me, buddy. So whatever you're going to do else, believe God for answers. And believe God. You can't believe God without some basis. You've got to have Scripture to be the basis on which you stand. So stay with us in this. Get this series of tapes. Let it change your whole life, financial life. I tell you what, people might criticize you, but it's worth it. Abundance is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
George, and I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
100%. You know what? I can truthfully say we never begin to prosper until we begin to tithe what little dab we had. And it wasn't much. But when we begin to tithe first,
praise God,
we begin to prosper and increase.